All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Pats.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Welcome back, sailors. Jonas Squidley here with part 5 of the Colonel's Colossal Character Quest. And do we have an exciting story for all of you today? Remember, the crew has been stranded on a giant island game board, and they must continue the journey to find the captain again. So listen up for part 5 of the Character Quest Adventure.
Someone's coming.
Yeah, I say, she's just a lass.
I'm sorry, Mum, but may I trouble you for a coat? I'm so very cold.
Of course. Here, take mine. Where did you come from? We didn't know anyone else was here.
I live here in the woods, but I have to hurry. Thank you for the coat. It's so good of you. Goodbye.
How peculiar.
Why do you suppose we haven't seen anyone else before this?
That Lilliputian child must have been essential to your turn.
Princess, what if you need your coat later?
She was so cold. And I'll be fine. It's what the captain would do.
And we should do for others what we want him to do for us. That's the golden rule.
Follow the golden rule every day. Watch how you act and watch what you say.
I say, what's that up ahead?
A whole bunch of people by the sound of it.
Ooh, their wagons are all bright with beautiful colors. They appear to be migratory gypsies.
I say, here comes one now.
Begging your pardon, but might you have a spare match upon you? We cannot light our fire.
Of course. Sir Reginald, may I have the matches?
Oh, dear.
No.
What's the matter?
This is our last match.
Our concluding combustible? What if our lantern goes out?
Well, it's not out yet. We'll just have to trust God to keep it lit until we're out of the woods. There. Now your fire is lit.
1,000 thanks. And watch out for the wolves.
I'm so hungry.
And I'm voraciously ravenous.
Well, I say, even a spot of tea would help.
I'm as hungry as a hippo.
What did Balderdash mean by the foods all around us?
I'm so hungry, I could eat a rock.
Hey, I dare you.
You do, huh? Well, watch this. Oh, what in the world?
What is it, Master PJ?
This rock tastes like a Rice Krispie treat.
How peculiar.
And the dandelions taste like strawberry pie.
That's odd. Oh, this old stick tastes like rabbit stew.
Mmm, that's incredible. Everything's edible.
That's incredible. Everything is edible.
Oh, preposterous.
That's incredible. Everything is edible.
Oh, ridiculous.
Flowers and rocks and toads and trees, sticks and stones and old dead leaves. Yummy, oh yummy, it's good.
Good!
Well, you get a rock and I'll get a stick, incredible.
Finger lick it.
Well, you get a rock and I'll get a stick, it's edible.
Tastes like chicken.
Well, you get a rock and I'll get a stick, it's all delicious. Take your pick, oh yummy, it's good.
Good!
You're really looking skinnier.
Unbelievable.
Eat some quick or you'll get even thinnier.
Inconceivable.
Gobble down a butterfly. Have a bite of tree bark pie. Yummy, oh yummy, it's good.
Good. Yummy, it's good.
That's incredible.
I'm stuffed.
Ooh, those wily wolves are scary. I hope we don't meet up with them in these dark woods.
That could be perilous.
We'd better get going.
What will I say? This forest is busier than Piccadilly Circus. Oh, there's a couple of children up ahead.
Are you kids all right?
Please, Mum. It's my sister. She's afraid of the dark. Do you have an extra light?
I'm sorry. We only have this lantern. Would you like to come with us? We're going to the castle in the middle of the island.
Oh, no thank you, miss. We live in the south of the forest. Please, miss, couldn't we have your lantern? My sister's awfully scared.
I'm sorry, but we need it to get through the forest.
Oh, dear. I hope we make it home all right.
I feel awful.
But we need the lantern, too.
I know, but I just keep thinking about what the Bible says. Give to him that asketh of thee. Maybe true generosity isn't giving away something you don't need, but giving away what you do need. Little boy, wait! Here, take our lantern.
Oh, thank you, miss.
Well, I say, it's Balderdash on a motorbike.
Hello, it's me again. Monkeys in the barrel!
Four purple monkeys. It appears to be my turn.
The wolves are getting closer!
Ooh, hurry up! 4 paces, Penelope!
A backpack for you, Penelope. I'm off to Morocco to see if I can find some sand. And now you'd better scrabble for it.
Let's go! North is this way.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's a barren desert.
Oh, ghastly.
And the wind is so gusty, blustery. And dusty.
I've never seen so much sand.
Lead across the desert sand,
your tired and weary little band.
But if indeed you wish to lead,
you must meet your neighbor's need.
That doesn't make any sense. But the first part is easy enough. If there's one thing I can do, it's lead.
Oh, brother.
What's in the backpack?
Let's see. A canteen of water, sunglasses, and a hat. Since I'm the leader, I should carry the water. And I'll be first, so I should wear the sunglasses, since I'm the one who needs to see. And a hat is always a good sign of leadership. All right, let's hop to it. According to the sun's placement in the sky, north is this way.
Oh, bother.
What's the matter, Sir Reginald?
You look like you've got ants in your pants.
I say not ants. Oh, sand. It's everywhere.
It's so hot, too.
I'm so thirsty.
And the sun is so bright.
I say, I'm
so... Oh, come on, everyone. We've got to keep our pace up.
Penelope,
We need to rest.
We don't have time to rest. We have to keep moving. Every minute we waste is a minute longer we'll be in the scorching sun. Now come on. Let's keep a stiff upper lip. Oh, come on, everyone. We'll never make it if we keep stomping. Uncle Reginald, how can I lead people who won't listen to me?
I don't think I can go on.
Princess, she's fainted. Quick, give me the water.
Oh, I'll flap my wings to cool her off. Wake up, Princess.
She's not waking up. Penelope, give me the water. Maybe it will help if I sprinkle some on her face.
Oh, where am I? I feel so dizzy and so thirsty. What happened?
Penelope didn't share the water, and you fainted from thirst.
Oh, so it's my fault.
Penelope, dear, you might want to consider a more gentle approach. The Bible tells us to bear one another's burdens, you know.
Bear one another's burdens? But that's never been my idea of leading.
Well, then perhaps your idea needs some, tweaking.
Dear uncle, you don't need to tiptoe around the truth. I was just thinking of myself again, wasn't I?
Well...
But the sun is just so blinding bright.
Here, Sissy, take my sunglasses. They'll help cut the glare.
Oh, that's my girl.
Oh, thank you. That's much better.
PJ, you're getting a nasty sunburn. Why don't you wear the hat for a while to keep the sun off your face?
Thanks, Penelope. It was starting to hurt.
And Princess, here, have some of my water.
But what about you?
Oh, I'll be fine. I need to back off the water and swallow a little bit of my pride instead.
Oh, that's the stuff, my dear.
I guess I've never been very good at serving, but it's never too late to learn, is it?
Well, mates, it seems Penelope is really learning what it means to serve others. It's a lesson we must all study if we want to be more like our Lord. Though he created all things, he himself was the servant of all, was the servant of all. Because he loved us and gave himself to die on the cross in our place. Now he lives forever. And he offers salvation to all who will believe on him and turn from their sins. Now, here's Christiane with more great news.
Hi kids, this is Christiane with clues to a secret treasure you can discover. All of the great story and song adventure recordings are available for your home, and you can get a free full-color catalog by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. Or logging on the web at www.patchthepirate.org. Listen to last week's adventure, download a free coloring page, and request free information. It's no secret, Patch the Pirate and his crew have produced over 30 full-length story and music CD adventures that encourage families to live for the Lord. Just call 1-800-GO-PATCH or log on to www.patchthepirate.org. Find a treasure that will last a lifetime just for kids.
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen his heaven.
Don't miss next week's adventure, mates. Same time, same station. Or tune in on the web at patchthepirate.org. So long, mateys! Ha 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 ha!